Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco. We are coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is January 26, 2007. For today's show, we are going to talk a little bit about composition, and we are going to talk a little bit about framing in particular. Now, what framing is, it's a classic technique whereby you would use a frame to frame a photo. So you've often seen this. You'll see like a child looking through a window, and you'll see the whole exterior of the window with the child looking out of it. Now, the window itself makes for a very interesting compositional element, and a lot of these shots work and add interest to your photography. Frames can be very powerful, and you can use different objects that will act as frames during the shoot. You can use branches, you can use an archway, you can use a doorway. So you could sneak behind some bushes and, you know, from the left and from the right, just kind of make the branches act as a frame and then look at something different, like a flower or a mountain or a dog or a person from beyond, and that will add quite a lot of interest to your shot. The branches will act as a frame and make the subject pop. A technique that's been tried time and time again is just actually using an old frame. So you take one of these old wooden frames, you pop the picture out, and then you have someone smile behind the frame, and you take the shot, getting the frame in the shot and the person in the frame, the actual picture frame, and that makes for an interesting shot as well. You can do it with babies, women, old people, young people, anyone, and it always adds interest to the shot. Now, something else that you could try is selective focus when you're using framing as well. So especially if what you're shooting is far from the frame itself, you can have some interesting effects with selective focus. So let's say you're actually shooting through a window. I don't know, you're in someone's basement, you open up the window, and you see something interesting in the distance. So you back away just a little bit, you take a picture of the outside of the window for the framing effect, and then you also have what you're looking at in the distance. Now, if you're focusing on the window itself, what's going to be in the distance is probably going to be less sharp, depending on what aperture you use. And if you're looking for a selective focus effect, I recommend obviously a larger aperture, which will make what's in the distance somewhat blurry or less sharp. So you can have a really interesting effect. Let's say it's a flower or a boy or a dog or anything actually. You'll get the subtle form of what's in the distance while having the actual window itself acting as a frame in sharp focus. On the opposite end of it, you can of course focus on what's in the distance and keep the frame blurry or less sharp. Again, it would depend on what aperture you would use, but use a larger aperture and you can play with the distances. If you use too small an aperture, f16, f22, f32, then more of the foreground and the background will appear to be sharp, and you'll have less of a selective focus effect. For one of my shots that I put up on the blog, you should have probably seen it by now. If not, just go to photography.ca/blog. For one of the shots I did for this experiment or podcast, I basically took a purse and used the handles of the purse acting as a frame. So I set the purse up on a table and put a couple of books underneath the purse. I backed up, and then I had a model hang out about, maybe about 3 or 4 or 5 feet from behind that purse. Then I focused both on the handle of the purse and got some interesting effects there and kept the model blurry in the background. And of course, I did the opposite as well. And I would have shot in sharp focus the model through the handles of the purse. And the effects are pretty interesting, actually, and I hope you like them. And you can really get some good effects by doing similar things. You can use whatever you want to act as a frame. You could take the doorknob off an old door and shoot through the doorknob. You could open up the door just a crack and shoot through the crack. You focus on the crack or focus on what's in the distance, and you're going to have some very interesting compositional shots. These are more artsy. They're more artsy fartsy. They're more fun. They're more interesting. They add experience. They add another dimension to the shot. So of course, I highly recommend, as always, just trying out different things. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You could take a chair, shoot through the back of a chair, shoot through the back of a model. The frame doesn't even have to be a full frame. The frame can be like the letter L. So take a model, or any person, you know, and just have them look out toward the sunset, out by yonder, and then use the side of their head and shoulders to act as a frame and have something in the distance. Try making what's in the distance sharp, and then try making their head and shoulders sharp. It's all about an interesting shot, and the more you play, the more likely you are to get that interesting shot. So the theme for this learning show, as well as the other ones where we give some instruction, is to experiment. Don't be afraid, just try it. Especially if you got a digital camera, try it. If it doesn't work, erase the shot. So I very much do hope you will provide some feedback for the shots we have up, and as well on the content of the podcast. You can do so through the blog directly, photography.ca/blog, or you could do it through the bulletin board as well, photography.ca. Just make your way to the bulletin board and provide some comments. This was our 10th podcast, and we're pleased to have made it to 10, and we hope to get to 100 in a couple of years, and hopefully we'll keep on this schedule, one a week, and we'll get there sooner rather than later. I guess it still makes it about 2 years, but it's a good start. 10 is solid, and I'm happy about 10. This podcast will end up being our shortest podcast since we started at about 7 minutes or so, but we hope you're okay with that, feeling that good things came in this small package. Our next podcast will be an interview podcast, so of course it will be a bit longer, and we hope you enjoy the mix that we're providing you. So thanks very much for listening, everyone. Keep on shooting, keep on taking those creative shots, and we'll see y'all again in about 1 week. Bye for now.